Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and if you're into anime, manga, collectibles, all that good stuff, you're in the right place, and I'm here for you every single week, sharing new anime content, both on all your podcast platforms and here on YouTube as well. Thank you so much for joining today's episode, and today's episode is going to be all about Halloween costumes. It's the weekend before Halloween. And if you've not already got a costume ready for whatever party you're going to, or maybe just to dress up at home, because why not? And maybe even dress up to watch your favourite anime, or watch the character you're dressed up as. I'm here to share some inspiration this week from some really popular anime that I think will probably see some characters or some people dressed up as those characters from those shows this Halloween. It's bound to happen, and there are some amazing inspiration online for some of these characters. Honestly, a lot of them are cosplay, so not quite Halloween, but they are costumes nonetheless, and I think we can drive some real inspiration from some. Some of them are like super high budget, so take it with a pinch of salt, I guess. It is a Halloween costume, but honestly, I've seen people go absolutely all out for Halloween, so let's dive into some of them. We've got One Piece, we've got JJK, Chainsaw Man, My Hero Academia, Demon Slayer, and more. So, loads of inspiration from a bunch of different anime. Also, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening or watching this on, so you don't miss new episodes every single week. So, one of the first characters that I think definitely needs to be done this year is the Monster Luffy. All the way back in the Thriller Bark arc, which was like truly the Halloween arc of One Piece, we saw like Monster Luffy, who's all blue, kind of Frankenstein-esque. And this one does look kind of hard to pull off because of the kind of like proportions of Monster Luffy. But I think this one could be super fun. If you've got a kind of crafty hand, you could totally make like a headpiece, that kind of thing to make it kind of work. I think this would be an awesome, awesome costume. Either fabric, or if you've got the kind of body for it, you could even like paint yourself blue, because why not? I mean, that's a lot of washing afterwards, but I think it'd be really, really cool to try and do Monster Luffy. And there are some other One Piece ones. I think there's no way these aren't going to be done, and these are like the top ones I think are the best ones to do. So you've got Perona from One Piece, the queen of like spookiness herself, all the way from the Thriller Bark arc. I absolutely love Perona, and I've said multiple times, I don't know why we haven't got a Perona Funko Pop. I have no idea why that hasn't happened yet, especially around this time of year. They had every single chance, every single Halloween, to do like a Thriller Bark series for One Piece on Funko Pops. I still really want a Perona Funko Pop. I just think like a little deluxe one with the umbrella with the little ghost, it'd be so, so good. And or even a moment, that'd be awesome as well. But yeah, there's so much they could do with it, and I don't know why they haven't anyway. But either way, I think Perona from One Piece will make such a good costume. It's fairly easy to kind of create, and all you'd need to kind of do mainly is some kind of ghost thing. I think would really work with this. If you've got a pet, you could even dress them up, I guess, as the little ghost to follow you around. But I think Perona is quintessentially Halloween for One Piece, so it'd be a real shame if people don't do this for Halloween. The next one is obviously going to get done, and it is Gear 5 Luffy. This one, only because it's super iconic. There's such a cool aura about Gear 5 Luffy, so that translated into a cosplay slash Halloween vibe. Absolutely awesome. Could you creep it up? You could even creep up some of these. I don't see why not. You don't have to do like full-on cosplay. You could like a more like a spooky version of these, I guess, as well. But Gear 5 has to be done. I mean, I have to say, I don't know how you do the smoke around him. That's kind of cool. Again, you kind of have to be crafty with some of these. But there's some great inspiration, like people using like cotton balls or like cotton wool to kind of like create that shape. So there are some ideas out there, maybe even like chicken wire. You could even use that, I guess. But there are some great ideas for Gear 5. But there's some great inspiration for One Piece characters. I can't finish up talking about One Piece for this episode without mentioning Brook. He is one of my all-time favorite anime characters and one of my absolute top ones for One Piece. I just love the kind of cheeky inappropriateness all the time and the constant jokes about him not having like skin or flesh, that kind of thing. It's so, so good. So I cannot finish up this episode without mentioning Brook. You could do Brook with his little like suit on with the teacup. You could do his Wano outfit with the black and white. You could do his like ghost kind of outfit that he had with the little like triangle thing on his head. There's so much you could do for Brook that totally works. And because he's a skeleton, you could easily just paint your face into a skull or that kind of vibe and basically just copy an outfit of Brook's. Is so much opportunity. This would be my top tier. This would be my choice, I think, from if I did a One Piece Halloween costume. I think I'd have to be Brook. Just because he's hilarious. He is absolutely the king of Halloween for me for One Piece. And Perona as Queen. So the next ones I think are a little bit easier to pull off because it's more just contact lenses, maybe some hair powder and some black clothes. And it is Gojo and Geto from Jujutsu Kaisen. These are absolutely iconic, and especially since we're about to start seeing the Season 3 stuff and the movie as well. It could be an awesome way to kind of celebrate that for Halloween as well. So you've got Gojo. This one, you could easily get some blue contacts, some white hair powder, and kind of like judge it through your hair, kind of spike up a little bit. And I'm sure online you could easily find a kind of the Gojo kind of costume with a little like Japanese jacket kind of thing. You could easily kind of make that work, and there's so many for Geto. Again, fairly similar idea, but without the blue contacts and white hair dye. There's loads you could do for these, and they're fairly easy to do on a low budget as well, I think. The One Piece ones feel a little bit more higher budget to kind of get all the bits, or a little bit more crafty, but I think the Jujutsu Kaisen ones are ones that you could easily kind of get behind with minimal budget. There's Sukuna if you want to do more like a face paint. There's so much opportunity for Sukuna as well. You could do the kimono. I'm sure you can get a costume for that on like Amazon or something as well. But there's also the face paints you could do for Sukuna that could look so, so strong. If you've got a beard, it might cause a bit of an issue. So if I kind of went for Sukuna, I think I'd have to get rid of the beard. But it looks so good. If you've got a dab hand with like face paint and like body art, that could be right up your street. And I think you're missing a trick if you don't do that. A lot of these as well, you could easily do a gender bent version of them. So if they're a boy, you could do them as a girl and vice versa. And a lot of the time, they end up looking absolutely smashing. They look so good when they're gender bent as well. Because it's even more creative because you've had to rethink a lot of the bits, if you mind the pun. Another shout out actually for Jujutsu Kaisen character is you could do Choso as well. There is this image that I found on Pinterest, and it shows a kind of more high street way to be able to pull off the Choso kind of outfit and just add some like body paint and kind of hair dye if you want that kind of purplish to your hair, like that kind of tint he has. That's a really cool kind of idea to kind of do it, but actually still have clothes you could potentially wear at any point in the year anyway as well. That's a really cool way to kind of make your Halloween costume last all year in different ways. So now for a slightly more spooky turn, and there's Junji Ito. And Junji Ito is the king of Japanese horror, especially for manga and anime. And there are some really cool ways to pull off some of the Junji Ito characters in Halloween, or for like a Halloween party or like a costume. This is so, so good. There's a lot of like face paint. A lot of them end up being very pale or kind of like ghoulish or kind of dead, essentially. So you could get a lot of like white powder yourself up, and kind of all body paint, essentially. If you do costumes a lot, you'll know. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing this together as I go. But you get what I'm saying? Kind of like body paint yourself up and get like the bands, get the candles, that kind of thing. I'll put some inspiration on the screen. If you're watching this on YouTube, do check it out. But there are some cool inspiration out there of people that have really pulled this off. And it looks really, really creepy and really obscure as well. It's not quite so costumey as actually just creepy in its own right. And I think that really, really works as a whole idea. And each Halloween, you could do a different Junji Ito character. Or if you've got like a bunch of friends that are into anime and manga, you could almost like force them to be other Junji Ito characters. So you're like a squad of Junji Ito. Honestly, I think that could look really, really cool and really, really creepy and fairly easily done. One of my favorite anime from the past like couple of years has been Chainsaw Man. And there's no secret that it's obviously been a fan favourite anyway. But there's so many cosplays of this at conventions and events. And people go all out for this one. This one is one that I think has the highest budget, I would say, of costumes. It is so, so well done when it is done. People do the chains around the arms. I have no idea. I've seen them when they move as well. That just blows my mind. There's some real, like, technical ability to be able to pull off the Chainsaw Man outfit. And a lot of people either wear, like, a bodysuit, or a lot of the people that I've seen do the Chainsaw Man outfit, actually, to be fair, are really ripped. They are, like, muscly. To be able to pull off that kind of Denji's Chainsaw Man body when he is in Chainsaw Man form. But the head of Chainsaw Man is obviously really hard to try and pull off, and people absolutely smash this out of the park. I put some clip, like, some photos on the screen here. It is honestly so impressive how people do this. I don't think if I had, like, 5 years, I don't think I could ever actually build the Chainsaw Man head like these people are doing. It is so impressive, and it really shows that pure creativity and technical ability that these people have to be able to do this. It blows my mind every single time, and, like, wow, like, it's just, it's insane. It's so good. I'm so impressed every single time I see a Chainsaw Man cosplay. It's worth every like, every share, every comment on every single video of those. It's so, so good. There is also a cool one if you want a couple's costume for this one. I think you could do, I know they're not a couple in the anime, but they are a really cool pair, and you could do Power and Chainsaw Man. That could be really, really awesome. The main thing for Power that you'd actually need is basically just some, like, blue trousers and white shirt, and just, like, make the scythe. If you're already doing Chainsaw Man, I'm assuming you've got some kind of technical ability or some kind of, like, craft ability to be able to make some of the stuff. But if you could make, like, Power's scythe, that could look so good as a couple's costume. Honestly, if anyone does do these costumes, please do DM me on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. I really want to see them because, oh, it's so impressive. And I get really jealous really quick about everyone's costumes because I just could never pull them off. And they're so impressive when people do. Another creepy one is the Ryuk from Death Note, the demon in Death Note. This one is a super, super clever one if you can pull this off with the wings and even, like, could you even make yourself taller with, like, little stilts? Because Ryuk is really tall. So could you even pull that off? But, like, blue contact lenses, but, like, a yellow in. You could easily pull this one off. And kind of bed hair could even pull this off. Like, my hair in the morning looks a little bit like Ryuk's, if I'm absolutely honest. But it's one that looks super creepy and super creative. Hard to get through doors with the wings, potentially. That might be an issue. But if you could you make them retract? You never know. But this one could be really, really cool. And again, a pair's costume or a friend's costume, it could easily be Light and Ryuk together with, like, his book and him kind of following him, even, like, the apple. There's so much of a creepy vibe to this one, and an iconic, instantly recognizable kind of outfit. All in one, it's perfect. Creepy, instantly iconic, awesome. The next one is the demons slash characters from Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer has very quickly, over the past couple of years, reached the top of, like, my anime list. I absolutely love when a new season of Demon Slayer comes, and we're not far for the next one, which is actually the movie, I believe, isn't it? But there's the demons from Demon Slayer. You could easily do Daki, and you could even do Daki in her, like, fight form, with the ribbons. And side note, the new Funko Pop for Daki with the ribbons is right at the top of my Funko wish list. It looks so good. I wanted this one for a long time. When they did Daki in her kind of, like, human form with the kind of the kimono and stuff, it's gorgeous. But this is the pop I wanted. This is what I really wanted from them, and they delivered. So, oh, I cannot wait. And that one, you could even do Daki and her brother. You could do both, and that is an awesome pair. Even if you actually are brother and sister, you could easily pull that off, and it'd be absolutely awesome. A little bit of body paint for the brother, and some, like, green hair powder, that kind of thing. That could look absolutely stunning. Looks so, so good. You can even buy Daki and Demon Slayer costumes for, like, the Hashira, especially for Tanjiro, Zenitsu. You could easily buy the costumes. So that one is probably an easy one to pull off, just because it's so popular. You can easily pull off the Hashira and the, like, main characters for, like, $30, £30 on, like, Amazon or, like, Halloween shop. They're honestly so, so easy to find, these ones, alongside the Naruto ones. These are awesome and easy to find, so if you're on a budget or you want something easy and recognisable, this is a really, really good shout. So for the last little portion of this podcast, I couldn't talk about Halloween costumes and anime costumes without some shout outs to the two celebrities that I always look forward to seeing their outfits for Halloween. And a lot of the time celebrities do quite a series of Halloween to kind of ride the wave, I guess, of Halloween and spooky season. But there is two that I absolutely love seeing, and it's Megan Thee Stallion. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan, and Paris Hilton as well. So Megan Thee Stallion is known for being a fellow weeb, a fellow otaku, fellow anime fan, and she honestly kills it every single year with the costumes. She's done so many. She's done recently done Sailor Moon. She's done Gojo. She's done JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. There are so many, and it's one of those moments where you kind of really see her love for anime come through in the effort she puts into these cosplays. And but honestly, there's so many that she's done, and she absolutely kills every single time. But the next one is Paris Hilton as well. My favourite one is Paris Hilton as Sailor Moon. It is like bougie, glitz and glam, meets Sailor Moon, meets Paris Hilton, and it is absolutely everything I want in a Sailor Moon cosplay done by Paris Hilton. It is absolutely iconic, and it is, I think it's probably the best Sailor Moon cosplay I've seen. Yes, Meg did one, but I think her JoJo one or her JoJo's Bizarre Adventure one was better. But Paris Hilton absolutely killed the Sailor Moon cosplay. I'm excited to see what other celebrities do anime characters as well. I am expecting Billie Eilish to do one, if I'm honest, but I don't know if that's kind of her vibe. But I'm super, super excited to see what people dress up as for Halloween. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I love Halloween, even though I don't really actually dress up for it. But I love the vibe of Halloween, and I love seeing what celebrities do. I love seeing what the anime community do. What do you guys choose to dress up as this year? And it's kind of interesting to see the choices and how popular an anime is really dictates what people dress up as. I expect to see a lot of Gojo this year and a lot of Gear 5. Probably those are probably going to be the ones I see most, or even actually a lot of the Egghead arc costumes from One Piece. Actually, those could be a really good shout. I should have introduced that in the very first bit, but they're introduced now. So the girls' ones are pretty revealing, so do keep that in mind. But the men's ones are basically just like a stylized coat and the big boots. The boots may be an issue. You may have to like get really crafty with that. But that could look really, really cool. And if you've got like 7 or 8 people, friends, you could easily dress up as one of the Straw Hats each, all in the Egghead arcs, and celebrate the current arc. That could be a really, really cool shout. Oh, in a really awful way. Actually, side note, just as I'm thinking, I'm recording this on my iPhone right now, not sponsored. I'm recording this on my iPhone screen right now, so I'm looking at the back camera and I'm looking at my phone screen, and you could even do Ace, but because it's Halloween, you could even do the hole where he unalived, how he got unalived. If anyone's not watched One Piece, I really don't want to spoil it, but anyone that has watched One Piece, you get what I'm saying and you know instantly what I mean. But that could be an awesome kind of zombie Ace brought back to life kind of vibe for a costume. That could be really, really cool. And that's actually one I don't think I've seen, Ace Returns kind of vibe. But anyway, a bit of a random kind of vibe for an episode. A lot of kind of inspiration for Halloween costumes. Let me know if any of these are your kind of planned outfits for Halloween, or planned costumes for whatever you do on the weekend for Halloween. Halloween actually falls, I believe, on a Thursday or a Friday. It falls like a really awkward day, but a lot of people that will be dressing up this weekend on the time of this going out, have an awesome Halloween celebration. Enjoy. Please do share your costumes, share who you're dressing up as from an anime or manga. I'd love to see them, and actually, oh, I'm so excited to see what people dress up as for Halloween and get really, really jealous while I'm sat at home, probably watching anime at the same time, or a spooky movie as well. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me on today's episode. Enjoy all your anime watching, whatever it may be. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening and or watching this on, and it really, really does support the show. If you can leave a review and or a rating, it really does support the progress of the show. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week after spooky season. I believe it's the start of November after this one, so it's slightly scary and slightly... Oh, that's scary, because it's start of like festive season, then start of like Christmas season. But thank you so much, guys, and have an awesome week, and I'll see you next Friday for your next episode. Bye-bye.